Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown's song titled The Contain a Male Reference. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Rare Earth, Martha and the Vandellas, The Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, and The Velvets. Well, first up this half hour, a great number one song from The Temptations, this signature tune, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memories.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had three outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Thank you. call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what's it Papa doing early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama. Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, 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 long.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was
we'll be right back. get our thing together. Big Brother will be watching us. He ain't gonna get me. Are you gonna let him get you? He'll never get me. He'll never get me, no. Big Brother's coming.
Rare Earth with Hey Big Brother, and they reached number 19 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1971. And was there with The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number one on both the pop and rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown song titles that contain a male reference. Coming up, Martha of the Vandellas and Jimmy Mac. Well, Jimmy Mac was written and produced by Motown's main creative team at that time, Holland, Doja, and Holland, and Jimmy Mac was the final top 10 hit for the Vandellas in the United States, peaking at number 10. It was number 1 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts also at that time. Well, the inspiration for this song came from a 1964 Music Industry Awards dinner, which Lamont Dozier attended. Well, at the ceremony, the mother of the songwriter, Ronnie Mac, accepted an award for her son, who had died recently, for his composition, a song called He's So Fine. Well, under pressure to come up with a hit for Reeves and the Vandellas, Doja and his team penned this song in part as a tribute to Mac the writer. Well, the B-side of this 45 was called Third Finger Left Hand, and that also charted. Well, here is Jimmy Mac, Martha of the Vandellas, right here on Motown.
Jimmy Mac.
Just
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, You're the Man, and they reached number 50 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1972. Before that, the Four Tops and What Is a Man, number 53 from 1969, and we started with Martha and the Vandellas and Jimmy Mac, number 10 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown song titles that contain a male reference. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and Last Time I Saw Him, right here on Motown Memories.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't start my crying till that last man's gotten off. Last time I saw him, last time I saw my honey, last time I saw him he was Greyhound bound. But I'm still waiting here without a fear that bus will someday turn around.
with Tom Fowler. Continue with Tom Fowler.
Velvet's a Motown Memories favorite artist, and he was really saying something. And then reached number 64 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. And we started with Diana Ross on her own with Last Time I Saw Him, number 14 from 1974. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown song titles that contain a male reference. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.